People are looking for consistency in the world. They're looking for something that's going to be there when they're going through their trials and their tests. And I think that as a result of us constantly changing how we reach people, we've lost the ability to provide continuity. Jesus was consistent with his message, the kingdom, the love of God, the need to have your heart changed. Whereas we just seem to vacillate. And as a result of that, the world is just simply confused. Well, I think we correct it at the head. The first thing that needs to be done is to bring the pastors and the leaders of God's church together so that we can formulate one sound mind. And how we get the message out, of course, that's, you know, dependent upon location, the pastor's personality, all of those other ingredients, but we should have one message. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the head of the church.
Join us for Pastors Conference, Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God said, don't let the prophets and the diviners that are in the midst of you deceive you. Don't let people tell you to break out and run from something that God has for you. We all go through. I go through. I'm not exempt from what I'm preaching. That's why I can preach it from life applicable situations. Anybody can get up and just talk theology. But can you apply it to your life? You don't come in here every week to hear me spout theology. You come here to hear something to help you deal with those satanic people on your job, in your neighborhoods, and in your existence. That's how Jesus taught. Jesus never taught theology. He taught life. Now, does God want me to be successful? He says, for thus saith the Lord, don't listen to those people. He said, they prophesy falsely. I have not sent them. Listen to this. Here it comes now. Here it comes. Here it comes. For thus saith the Lord. I love that. Only the King James can say that. For thus saith the Lord, that after how many?
70.
How many?
70.
How many?
70.
How many?
70.
All right, now what do we have here? If you're a biblical numerologist, what do we have here? We have seven times. And sevens and tens are in God's number plane. Seven is the number of completion and perfection. 10 is the number of perfection and government and order. 10 commandments, 10 beatitudes. Okay? We have a mixture of 70, of 7 times 10. In other words, by the time you're done this process, you'll be perfected. And notice what it says, I'm going to visit you. But watch, this is the good part. You got to wiggle a little when you hear this. By the time I catch up with you, you will be significantly blessed. Listen, the concept that we've been erroneously believing is that by the time God visits us, he's going to bring all these blessings. But no, if you read the text, he said, do it while you're in the bondage. So when I bring you out, I don't bring you out broke. By the time I visit you, you'll have property, you'll have families, you'll be successful. See, we're waiting for God to make us successful. God is saying, you make yourself successful. Check it out. Some of you watch those television shows that come on, and one of those very popular shows that come on now talks about flipping houses. Okay, and you see it on TV, and there's this one couple I watch periodically, but I do it more for the carpentry value, just to see what they're doing with these places, because some of the stuff they're talking about doing is just so far out in left field that you don't even need to try it. But This one couple, I think they're out in Las Vegas. They buy these houses and they go in. These houses are filled with roaches and rats and mildew. And they go in over a series of weeks or whatever, and they always speed up the camera. And these houses look phenomenal when they're done. And they actually say, we purchased the house for $65,000. We're going to sell it for $225,000. And then they always say, leaving us with a profit of such and such after they take away what it costs to turn it. And I marvel that they never lose money. Then they do something that most of us can't grasp. They turn around and buy another one. Now, most of us would get that 50, 60 grand, put it in a no interest bearing account, and go cruising and say, look at what the Lord has done. But if you read Jeremiah 29, God said, buy properties, buy houses. But here's our mentality as a people. We get something and we go to shouting and dancing because God just touched somebody's heart to give us money. But this is God's example. God touches somebody to give us money. And here's what God says. It's a seed. Now, how many of you grow stuff? Plants, vegetables. All right. Most of you that grow stuff, do you buy seed packs? Does anybody? Okay, sometimes. When I was a boy, I remember you go to the hardware store. Just about 28 years ago, you go to the hardware store and you buy those seed packs. And what was on the front of the seed pack? The picture of what it was going to be. Now watch. I submit to you that many people never realized the picture. But every person that purchased the seed had the same opportunity to grow what was on that picture. But you have to take into account the soil, the acidity or the pH of the soil, where you plant it. Is it exposed to cat urine and dog urine? These are all the components that prevent it from looking like the picture. Now, the picture is what the manufacturer says it can look like, but they don't tell you anything about the pH. They don't tell you the pH can't be more than 2.7. You have to go somewhere else and ask. This book gives you God's picture. Let me show you God's picture. Deuteronomy chapter 28. You ever make your own clothes? What do you need? A pattern. Isn't that something? And what does that pattern have? A picture. It's saying this is how it should look if you follow all the directions on the package. And then when it doesn't, when you drop a stitch or you put an extra one in and you have a pull where you don't have a pull in the picture, you say, it doesn't look like that picture. Now, has anyone ever made something that didn't look like the picture and sent the picture back to the manufacturer and said you were wrong? No, you said, what did oh, my people, God bless you. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God is preparing the people of God for entrance into a land that he made for them. In Numbers 13 and 14, we saw where they were incapable and unprepared to enter the land. This is identified by the speech. Speech is very important. They said, the people are stronger than we are. There's a lot of stress over there. They said that the people are inhabiting the land and they're giants. There's a lot of people in positions over me that should not be in those positions over me. And as a result, my understanding is that we cannot go in. And the Bible says, you have what you say. When we use phrases that are genetic to us, I can't make it. How you doing, child? I'm telling you, you can tell it's us when we say we're the only race of people that preface statements with child, I'm telling you. We just seem, that's why we like acting so much, because our life is just one big dramatic presentation. Child, I tell you. And then we use phrases. Them people about to kill me. Then we use the term that is so colloquial, but so physically and medically impossible. They just get on my nerves. You understand what nerves are for? If you understood the function of a nerve, you'd be glad that people got on them. It would mean your spinal cord's intact and you can feel something. So the next time somebody gets on your nerves, rejoice. Because if they ain't on your nerves, you paralyzed.
If you believe God,
for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 4517A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org. Or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The one thing about Christianity that sets it apart from all other religious denominations is its family connectivity. The essence of Christianity, the foundation, if you will, of Christianity lies in its relational concepts. Serving Jesus is not a religious effort. It's not a religious thing. It's a relationship with God that sin did not allow me to have. Once the sin problem has been dealt with through the blood of Jesus, I am now able to have fellowship with God. And that fellowship is what propels me into a connection with God that takes care of the rest of my life. God and I have been walking together all week. He's taken me through battles, through tests. He's met my needs. He's demonstrated His ability to keep me. Now, when I come to church with my brothers and sisters, it becomes an experience of combining our relationship. So we sing, we worship, we share. And gifts that He has given to me for the purpose of edification of the body are able to be used. The thing that made the first century church so powerful, so effective, was that they lifted Jesus. We've gotten away from that. We lift the people, we lift the leaders, we lift the things. The key to effective pastoring in the 21st century is putting Jesus back at the center so He can draw all to Himself.
Join us for Pastors Conference, Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.